Cross Radio. Halo Cross, Ljubljana tu, oziroma naša 281. priloga Cross Radia. Prvomajski prazniki že tradicionalno izpraznijo Ljubljano in kulturno dogajanje v njej in nič drugače ni bilo letos, zato smo se po vsebino današnjega prispevka zatekli k dogodkom prejšnjega tedna, natančneje prejšnjega četrtka, ko sta hkrati odzvanjala kar dva zanimiva koncerta. Eden je bil promocijski nastop ljubljanske avant jazz zasedbe Miusov kvartet, ki je nastopila pred zasedbo The Fell Clutch v Cankarjevem domu, drugi dogodek pa je bila promocija CD-ja beograjskega eksperimentalista Vuja, na katerem je kot posebni gost nastopil Christian Fenes, ikona avantgardne nove glasbe. Poslušamo Vujov album Moby Rock, zatem pa del intervjuja, ki ga je s Christianom Fenesom za Radio Študent posnel naš sodelovec Tadej.
So this is a third time for you in Slovenia. What do you think about our country?
I've never been here for a long time, always for a very short visit, and I like Ljubljana. I like what I've seen so far. Seems to be a very nice city, and once I've been here playing on a festival at the countryside somewhere.
Yes, Sajeta Festival.
Yes, in the nature, and that was just really mind-blowing. Yeah. Nature surrounding, wonderful.
And you made a new album with Ryuichi Sakamoto. Is this some kind of representing tour?
No, it's not. At the moment, I'm just doing this little European tour on my own, playing my own mostly new stuff for an album that I'm working on at the moment, which is not finished yet. Should have been finished, but it's not. And in the meantime, this new record is coming out with Ryuichi Sakamoto. It's been out in Japan since a month. It's been in the charts, number 3, the album charts already, so I'm very happy with this. And it's coming out in Europe in a week or two, I think, officially. It's already, you can already buy it, yes. I think. Yeah.
And when do you plan to release new album?
Well, as soon as I'm finished, that's the problem. I'm still working. I still need some time. You know, it's for me, it's always so difficult to finish an album because I might work for half a year or even a year and throw away everything and start again. You know, I'm just having this kind of problem every time I start a solo project. I can be very fast with collaboration projects, but when it comes down to my own body of work, my own solo albums, it's always very difficult.
And how does music you listen to influence on your work? And since you listen to indie rock a lot, as seen on Pitchfork page, do you plan to use indie elements on your future solo work?
Maybe, you know, I heard about this Pitchfork kind of analysis, but it's not the only thing I'm listening to. I listen to big range of different styles, you know, and this changes every couple of months, I would say. At the moment, I listen again to a lot of really like classic modern music like Ligeti and stuff like that, you know, that I didn't listen for ages, and now I found this again. And a while ago, I was listening a lot to indie rock pop like Sparkle Horse, who I also play together with, you know.
And Beach Boys and the
Beatles.
Yeah,
and the Beach Boys, of course, and the Beatles. This is what I've been growing up with. This is still like my classics, you know. But, you know, it's course, it's probably part of my sound and composing grammar somehow, you know. But I don't know what's happening in the end with a project. It's always completely, it can be anything.
And what do you think is the most important thing in electronic music?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know. It might sound weird, but I don't see myself so much as like only electronic music. You know, for me, it's using electronics is a very natural step. It always was, because I'm very interested in using state-of-the-art technology in my work. But basically, I see myself as a guitarist that has been trying to explore new terrain.
Yes, according to this, how do you see the possibilities of sound development? Do you think you could ever reach the end of new possibilities which would force you to repeat sounds in the future?
Well, I don't think so. Well, if I do, then I probably have failed anyway. I don't have a problem to repeat some stuff from time to time, because I think this could also be some kind of personal style, you know. So some sounds are like my instruments that I use over and over again. But in the end, I really see myself being on a learning curve, and there's so much more to explore. I'm not finished at all, you know. For me, each time I go to the studio, and this is every day, I'm trying to learn something more and something new.
Kot uvodoma rečeno, je isti večer kot Fenezov koncert v Stari elektrarni potekal tudi promocijski nastop ljubljanskega kvarteta Mijusov kvartet v Cankarjevem domu. Za konec ljubljanskega krosa poslušamo komad Vrveš v mestu z albuma Smejmo se skupaj. Smejte se skupaj ali narazen do prihodnega kros radija. Čau!